Okay, let's call me to order and stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any amendments to the agenda? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from September 30th.
I will motion to approve the minutes from September 30th.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Any errors, omissions, comments? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Department head reports.
Thank you. I was expecting the chief, but I'll hold down the fort for now. I'll start with a little bit of communication. The Fairhaven Grade School would like to thank the town for allowing them to do their festival on the green. I unfortunately was out of town, but I heard it was a very good turnout this year. So they said thank you. From the police department, the police had 5 arrests over the last 2 weeks, 74 traffic tickets or municipal violations, 71 written warnings, 1 parking violation. We had 2 car crashes, 0 overweight permits in the last 2 weeks, and they've done 10 sets of civilian fingerprints for employment since the last meeting. Rundown from my office and from Public Works. Roadside, the crew has been doing some roadside mowing and grading. If you were up on Scotch Hill or up on Dump Road, you saw they finished up the shoulders. The shoulders look like they turned out pretty good. Right now they're moving into fall cleanup, so you'll see the guys out cleaning up, opening up those storm drains, and the guys in the cemeteries are cleaning up around the cemetery. We're getting ready for the snow to fly. We want to give the town and the select board a heads up. We did find a broken sewer line on 4th Street over here closer to Carnarvon. They're going to do that dig on Thursday. So we'll wait for the school buses to go through, and then they'll shut the road down and start digging. They wanted me to let the board know and let the town know that they're still very appreciative of the new facility and they're taking care of it, as well as their equipment. So that's been something they prioritize lately. And thank you to Doug Wood and Mr. Greeno. They're coming up on the end of building our new salt shed. I talked to Dougie today, and he said he has maybe 2 more days of work before it's complete. So I don't know if that's accurate, but that's what I was told. If you were in the... I've had a couple people mention, but we strung a few lights up in the park just to give it a little something. We're probably going to leave those up until after the new year, just for the holidays. So they're LED. So if anybody complains that, hey, you're drawing down the power, it's so bad. It's not going to impact the bill at all, or hardly at all. And the outlet. So we all know where the outlet property is on Prospect Street, Dill's Outlet. We were working with FEMA to take that piece of property out of the flood zone, which we did last week. We finally got FEMA to sign off on that. So that property can now be developed and put homes on it.
Out of a flood.
Flood zone. So I'll be working with Peter Schneider, who's helping with the factory down the street. I'll be working with him and the state of Vermont to see if we can't get some, what they call missing middle funding to put a couple homes up over there. That's what I got for you.
He's coming in. Did he want to have you?
I highlight. I just give out the numbers.
32 weeks. We have 5 arrests in the last 2 weeks. We are at 97 for the year. 74 traffic tickets. We're 1807. 71 warnings. 1 parking violation and 2 crashes. We did 10 sets of civilian fingerprints. I gave you a list of highlights. We're still doing a lot of foot patrols. We're getting complaints of just some people sleeping in the hallways on some of the 89 85. So I have them going in there at night. Trying to address that issue. Joe had mentioned that Officer McDermott's entered in 7th year, and part-time Officer Craig Waters is starting his 5th, so that's a pretty good length of service. We are at 257 calls in the last 2 weeks, calls for service. We're at 4265 for the year.
Mr. Board, you have any questions for Chief or Joe?
I have one for Joe. How's our fire hydrant? So is every one of them in operation now?
Nope.
No?
No, there are still a few that need repair, but we've picked away at it. We've painted some, and then we've one up here on North Main, and that might have been 4th Street. We got that fixed this year, finally. So, yeah, there are still some that need repair.
And some that we can get maybe prioritize a little more on, if we can.
We pick away. We get it when we can.
Okay.
Like we painted some and we fixed.
And I also had one other quick question. Remember we painted left turn only lanes at River Street and Liberty Street a couple years ago, and they worked well for a long time. They're a little faded now, and now people are getting stupid again. Very stupid. I just think that should be a priority.
Keith, you
have? I have a question for Chief. You said people are sleeping in certain addresses. Are they, like, right here?
We try to put patrols in those because we think it's the same one or two people. They box filling the building.
So they're homeless. They don't have a place to actually go. So wherever they find a spot that's warm, they're going to lay down.
So today's complaint was 85, but I know we found the same person at 15. We found the same person at 89.
So if the same person's doing it, what are we going to do to try to keep preventing that from happening?
Well, the property owner, two of them have signed no trespass orders. So 85 will be the next one. We're trying to get a hold of the landlords. I talked to the property manager about getting authorization to sign a no trespass order, and then we could arrest them for trespassing if they were caught in the hallways. That's the only recourse that we have. The unfortunate thing is if that person was trespassing for the building, doesn't prohibit them from going to apartment A. We can't stop that. The landlord can't stop somebody from visiting, but he can stop them from sleeping in the hallways.
Is this person's address here in Fairhaven? So they. Okay.
Any other questions for the Chief or Joe? Hearing none, let's move on to old business. Accepting the new zoning regulations.
So the board had a public hearing at the last meeting to take input from our residents. I don't think there was any input from residents. So at this meeting, after having received that wealth of feedback, the board then makes the motion to accept the zoning regulations as it was written, and then it becomes the new law of the land.
We know what we're doing. Do I have a motion to approve the updated Fairhaven zoning regulations as written?
I'll make a motion to update that.
Do I have a second?
I will second it.
Mr. Lucci, you seconded that. Any, we know what we're doing. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Nothing under new business. So we're going to go to item 8, budget review. You want to walk us through? I see you hear some slowing down. First discussion.
Yes, sir. This is your first look at the proposed fiscal year 27 budget.
Yeah, in our mailbox.
You should have two spreadsheets. Looks like this. One is public works. The other one is your general fund, which encompasses everybody else except the water and sewer. Public works will be in at the next meeting to talk to the board about their proposal, but just. In your packet, you have a sheet that looks like this.
It's our highlights, and I will give you just a brief rundown. We met a few weeks ago, and I asked the board what they wanted to see in their budget. And if I remember right, what I took away from that was we don't want to see an increase over 3%, but we wanted to see some added funds to our infrastructure, particularly roads. So what you see here is the Public Works Department did get an increase. They're at 9.5% increase for DPW, while everybody else total got less than 1% increase. That includes fire, police, my office, everybody. Paving was increased by $61,000. The original increase was over 100, but there was no way I could cut any more funds out of the proposed budget, so we had to cut back on the paving, though there's still an increase. We did see an increase in salt, so you'll see a bump there, and we had to bump up fuel for the new building. We added $12K to that because of the operating costs for that new garage. Transfer station, we saw a big bump in our cost to deal with our garbage, particularly the hauling fees went up. That was a 35% increase, so $7,000. It turns into money back.
What's the norm on that?
What do you mean norm?
Well, you said it went up. What did it go up from? Would it be this one? You said it went up, so obviously it's...
It went up $7,000. I'd have to take a look and see here. Hauling fees were at 20,000. We had to increase to 27.
That's a big increase for one year.
Yeah, that's why I was
in awe of it. We signed a new contract this year, so they were able to increase that. Other things to note, county tax went up. That was a 36% increase, which is only $5,000, but again, it starts to add up. Where we found money to cut, which is not popular, but our reserve funds have been completely zeroed out. There's no money in there for our reserves. Economic development has been zeroed out. Legal services have been reduced by 25%. Hydrant replacement, we cut that by 71%. We did pay down some debt over the last year, so we were able to see a savings of 18% there, $21,000. Fire department saw a reduction of 20% on their air packs. Tree removal was reduced. Outside ditching was reduced. And small crews and public works was reduced. And those are your budget items.
And just so we understand the process starting, this is just like a starting point. You're going to be looking at, you're seeing the first time for a time to go and look at every line item. Starting next week, I see there's a meeting schedule you handed out, so who's going to be, DPW is up first next week.
Yes, sir. DPW is up next.
Okay.
This is the date that they're having at the 28th.
Yeah, it's our meeting, our regular select board meeting on the 28th.
Okay.
And the thing that we will be doing is they'll be coming in, talking about what they need, why they need it. Thing we have to probably keep in mind is we just figuring into this budget cycle. The reason you were seeing the key reductions, some of that, just want to remind everyone, this year we negotiated both our DPW and our police contracts. They're five-year contracts, and there's the increases are all being reflected in this budget. So,
This is the big piece to bite off this year for the salaries. A lot
most of our staff got a pretty good raise. In the out years, it's less of a raise.
It starts with a big raise and it goes down to, I think, in the out years to the 2% range. But again, and also you look at, this is what our budget was. We have negotiated and brought two different contracts that had some, and plus we want to do more paving and everything. So just if you're thinking there's no way you're going to stay level. And so that the increase isn't too great, some things are going to go up and some things are going to come down. So when you're looking at it and you're putting those numbers together. Any other questions from board members or comments about just the rough overview of where we are?
A couple line items I'm curious about, but I can save that conversation for later if that serves us better. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. If I could make one last point. Mm-hmm. On the very bottom of that colorful schedule, it says January 6th, so it says 2023 and 2024. So January 6th, 2025, I'm sorry, 2026, that's the last possible day for us to get this budget approved and then get everything out to our printers so that way the books can go out to our residents. This process has to end. Like there's no kicking the can this time around. So each of the five meetings does require, it's a decision point, each of those five meetings. If we can't go past that January 6th deadline, otherwise we're out of compliance with the state.
Okay.
Anything else before we move on? So what we're going to do individually, we're going to take a look at these, be prepared to talk DPW in the next meeting.
And if anybody has questions, please feel free to call.
Oh, like
between us. I'm sure there will be a million things. So.
Just something that if you're looking at that, I know we have some newer people on the board. Sometimes what you might find helpful when you're looking at what's being proposed here, go back and look at your general ledger that you got that finished out our calendar year at the end of June. And that'll let you see what we asked for and what we actually used, whether we went over, came in under, or whatever. But it gives you a point of reference to, here's where we are. Sometimes it's nice to go back and say, okay, did we use that amount or did we overspend it? It's helpful. Okay. Anything else you want to add before we move?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Number 9 on our budget is 2 minutes for public comment. I do have some public, which makes me happy. Any comment from our public?
So I just want to give huge kudos to the committee that has been doing the food truck frenzy. This last one was just so nice. The park was decorated so nicely. It was just such a nice event, you know, very relaxing, I really got to give a lot of credit because I wasn't sure after that first one, I wasn't sure how it was going to work out. And they just, and I want to give Mike Doran credit for thinking it up. It's fantastic. I'm looking forward to the next season. I would like to formally request that the funnel cake truck that was next to the fountain be brought back next year, because seriously, perfect funnel cakes.
Those were good, yeah.
They were awesome. I had asked for him. I like things crunchy, so I asked him to make mine well done. And it was spot on. So I don't remember the name of it. I'm sorry. but
there was more than one fountain.
I don't know, but it was the one next to the fountain.
I missed it.
Any other under 2 minutes for public comment?
I just a quick more comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually get my husband to go to join me. So you know it's a good time.
Yes, I met your husband. Very nice man.
Okay. Talking lot. Anything we need to talk about in the parking lot?
I don't have any updates. As long as we're talking about transfer station in the parking lot, not a huge amount to report on this, but if anyone's been following the recent news about the Rutland County Solid Waste District's ongoing disputes, so Castleton and Hubbardton are proposing that they might join our Solid Waste Alliance communities. We had our SWAC meeting this week, and the board of the SWAC voted unanimously for that to move forward. So it's not a done deal yet. That's going to go to the public. But I thought I would just give you all that update and encourage you to look into the situation and ask questions if you're curious. But
so what does that actually mean? What are they going to come bring their stuff to us?
They won't bring their stuff to us. Castleton already has their own transfer station, and Hubbardton also uses that same transfer station, but their administrative operations would be consolidated with ours to a certain extent. Not what happens at our transfer station, but the sort of advisory that goes on for all of the member communities of the Solid Waste Alliance.
Good. Anything else under parking lot? If not, moving on to round table. Decent.
Second what Rosie said, it was a great event, and thanks to everyone who had a hand in making it happen. I enjoyed myself. I think everyone I saw there was enjoying themselves, and I look forward to doing it again next year, and I hope we will.
I just have one question on about the food truck frenzy. Are local businesses that serve food made aware of what's going on, when it's going on?
Yes, everybody knows.
Everybody in town knows?
Pretty much, yeah, it's all over Facebook. All of us posted everywhere, Facebook, Instagram. We talk to them in person.
So you went into the ones downtown and spoke to them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Derek stays open later. The restaurant is not open. Tuesday's open.
Well, okay. Should I not bring that up then, or should I make a? I don't know how to.
Right. Well, can I jump? Can I?
Please,
can I jump in with you?
You know what I'm trying to get at.
Let me jump in with you. Not. Everyone was happy with the food truck frenzy. That's we got some feedback from one of our businesses that felt it took away from business, and but I don't want it to sound totally negative. They're saying, hey, this business has been supporting Fairhaven over 40 years, and they'll continue to support Fairhaven. I'm just saying, it came with a, hey, it hurt our business a little bit. It didn't help it. Maybe it will in the future. It came with a request that said, boy, if you did it Monday or Tuesday versus Wednesday, it would be better for us, and myself personally, from a selfish standpoint, try to go find some food on Monday. Most places are closed.
Yeah.
I think they were at the end of the day, they were just asking, could you consider going forward having the food truck frenzy a little earlier?
Some of us got an earful from the business owner why, what for. I didn't know until a customer came in and said what was going on. So why I, that's why I brought it up. It's nothing against you guys personally. It's just
when I look at it, anytime you do things, change is a little difficult for some folks. It takes a little bit to get there. I think we're all the right people are doing good stuff. Yeah. We'll get there.
See, when we first started talking about the food truck frenzy, we were talking about a Monday or Tuesday night when the rest of the places were closed down. I'm not sure who or why it became Wednesday instead of Monday or Tuesday. I don't know that answer. But I would prefer to be on Monday or Tuesday. So,
Dino, let's try to make people that have been here 40 plus years, let's try to stay on the good graces of our locals.
The individual was saying, hey, look, and we get it if when you're doing special events like Apple Fest that you heard earlier, or Spring Fling or Lumberjack, whatever, you always need more food trucks, better, usually. They're not trying to discourage that. They're just saying, hey, if you do something that's just pretty much an event, could you consider it? So I thought it was good feedback. And the question was asked, were all businesses aware? And to my knowledge, I said, they were reached out to everyone. Does that mean you got it 100%? I couldn't guarantee that. We're going to miss occasionally. We'll do better next time.
And that's why I asked the question, was all local businesses made aware? That's why I asked it the way
I
did.
But I mean, heard nothing but, with the exception of a few, nothing but good things. So.
And I
had a good time.
And I think people need to think out of the box a little bit as far as that goes too, because, you know, just they were in that time frame of that particular night. They were unaware of two other ones before that. And they were unaware of any difference in receipts. Possibly, maybe, is what I got.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's what we were talking
about. So it could be just...
But my thinking of that is, the more people we get coming into town from any direction, they may see, we should try that place next time we come to town.
I totally agree with that.
And also, people got to look at that also. Yeah. I don't know if everybody does, to be honest with you.
All right. Good. No, I do.
I do too. But
yeah, I totally get
some people, I don't think, do.
Right, probably not.
Just food.
And I closed early. I closed early that day.
I think more communication. The more communication we can get out there.
No, but it just... I just want to make everybody aware, because these people...
No, well, thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now, anything else?
No, I'm all set. Thank you. Sorry.
Anything?
I can't stress enough. We got to keep trying to do the best we can. Road maintenance is 100% most important.
Yeah.
Ditches clean, mowing, brush cut back, trees cut back. Let the sunshine in on the roads in the wintertime makes a big difference. Less salt usage, which makes the salt going in Lake Champlain way better for everybody. Less money that we're spending out there. We're not fertilizing potholes with salt all winter. Cleaning, maintenance of the machinery, most important to save money. We're worried about money, but we can't take care of the stuff that'll save us money. That we've got to work that angle way better than we do.
I have a question about that. Is there any kind of preventative maintenance that should be done that's not being done?
So we had an unfortunate incident where some salt was left in a piece of equipment that we thought was taken care of, which I believe is leading to this. I have guys that's all they do is maintain that equipment, sometimes 20, 30 hours a week,
okay,
which is 60 hours.
But
they do an excellent job. And if you look at the receipts in that, you'll see purchases of repair of oil, filters, grease, and the budget line. So we do an excellent job with our maintenance.
No, I'm not just being
the only thing is, my only thing is, it's the same guys doing that. It's the same guys up out there cleaning the ditches and cutting the brush. It's the same guys.
Yeah.
And we got to be aware of that. There's only so many, so much energy in one body per day.
Oh, I get that. I understand.
So they can't be everywhere at once, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
No, that's all I have.
Just, it made me think when I saw Laura in the back of the room, and you'll see why I'm pointing in here. Because the lights for the crosswalk, we were looking at time in the mirror. How are we doing on that? I was going to ask you when, and I
we're struggling. It's okay. I got the lights to work. I brought them in here and just spent some time. I got them programmed. They're sitting in my office. Nate was going to get them this week, but it just seems like something always happens. So we have that sewer line break that they're going to fix on Thursday. I sent him a text and asked him, could he get at least that set up this week? We'll see. But I wanted to make that a priority because it's been with $60,000 with the signage.
And I have one other positive thing. The decision with Halloween coming up here and the decision to close Carnarvon Street down, I thought overall was very well
received.
Our taxpayers love this, and why not? So that was a good move.
I do have a question on that. If you're shutting cars, you're shutting all the sides. Because those cars, you're stopping.
What's the good
car, you're coming down that street.
Honestly, you don't see how you can do it any other way. You got to cut them off.
Unless you shut up Pelkey right down High Street, 4th Street, you're not accomplishing anything other than cars are going there and not be able to get out. Now they're turning around. And
totally agree with you.
I was just going to say that I think when we discussed this at the last meeting, that very point came up, and we thought there was enough signage to indicate that through traffic would not be allowed on those nights to properly sign all of those side streets. Do you feel confident that we have signage available?
In the past, I have not been in favor of it because it's almost virtually impossible for manpower. Now you're adding for us to do it, and now you're adding Trunk or Treat in the park on the same night. So I might have to dedicate
Trunk or Treat is the same night
because it's all on Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm trying to do the crosswalk back and forth there. So I'm concerned there's not going to be enough manpower to cover it, and then.
What
are the DPW put the signs up, and take the signs back down?
That's what I was going to ask. So when we talk about manpower, in my mind, it would be as simple as a sign at every entrance to that block or two blocks of neighborhood.
Like a normal road closure sign.
Or are you envisioning cars posted? Or are you envisioning men posted up?
We don't have enough cars.
Okay.
Enough men to do that.
Okay.
But what I'm just saying in general, we're going to need. That part needs to be planned out between us and DPW on how we're going to shut down every intersection. And then who cleans that up? At what time do we reopen it?
That was going to be my question. Probably would we be well served to say from this time to this time, side streets in Carnarvon are closed.
Well, we have a trick-or-treating work for 5 to 8.
5 to 8.
So if you just plan 5 to 8 or 4 or 5, in about 8:15, that range.
And the concern of someone getting home late from work, of course, you let the person go home and after supper.
And now, the only thing I bring up about that is handicap.
That was my next.
What do we do if somebody's mom or grandmother or even a young child handicapped? Well, they can't walk, so. Or walk that far, how do they get up and down the street to be able to be part of it?
I see.
And who's monitoring this?
Exactly.
When somebody moves the road up to get in, that's like I said, there's just a lot of I think it's a good idea. I just worry about the,
yeah.
There's so many moving parts, so many side streets. You're gonna have to effectively shut off because, or you just cap it off on Carmen is the only street, but you the masses of people in the rear, you're talking 500 to 600 people,
wrong
block by block.
And the second part of my thing is being Halloween's on a Friday. There's a good chance it's a football playoff game, whether it be home or away. A lot of these kids and parents around, their kid either plays or they're big supporters. So that might cut down on a lot of foot traffic that night too. Just an FYI, it sucks that it's on a Friday night, Halloween is, but we don't control the day it's on. I just know there's a good chance to be a football playoff game that night. For Fairhaven, whether it be home or away, is up in the air still for the next 2 weeks. We won't know, but that'll cut down on a lot of foot traffic because a lot of people support, and where we go, they go, or vice versa. Just throw that out there.
If I remember right, last year, did we have any problems with Halloween last year?
No.
It's been pretty good. So we may be trying to fix something that don't exist here.
I mean, I think the concept was well received by the public of trying to do that. I'm just concerned of if you're going to do it one street, you have to do it all because it's you're defeating the purpose by just putting blockades here and on that end. Cars are going to come from everywhere.
Yeah. And I think there was already something sent out saying we were closing it off. Am I correct?
We've already communicated Carnarvon.
So
did we just make the point is, did we just make a decision that we're going to also have second to first Pelkey?
I'm just afraid of the handicap aspect of it. I'm afraid somebody's going to get upset or.
I mean, ultimately, it'd be nice if you could get even the fire department to come out.
Yeah.
Somebody to staff an intersection. Yeah. So if somebody shows up or it's their residents,
they move the barricade.
They run to their house. That kind of.
But
maybe great if we had some volunteers.
We're running short on time to figure this out, so we'll have to figure it out at some point.
Yeah. That's all what my concern was. How do we address that up here?
I get it.
Joe, do you have anything? John?
No.
Okay.
It'll be okay.
I mean, we'll make it work, whatever.
It'll make it work.
We'll make it work.
It'll be fine. And everybody will be extremely pleased.
Exactly. I believe we'll have, we just said we needed some. So just so our minutes will reflect, and it's also one thing we'll be communicating that from 5 to 8, Carnarvon
four streets here, five streets.
We're looking at from the block section between the North Main and Washington,
Carnarvon,
4th Street, and North Park.
Yeah, and that's right. And there's also High Street.
Yeah, High Street. You have another street.
And then you cut down and it cuts back towards Mechanic. I don't know what to say or do on that aspect, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's worth trying, and if it doesn't work, we'll go back to something.
And we'll go, okay, that didn't work that well. I think that everyone appreciates the fact that we're trying to make everyone safe, large numbers of people.
Biggest thing is everybody's got to be use their common sense that they have it and just go very slow and very easy.
Okay.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Anything else? Yes.
I would also like to put out there that perhaps parents should also be paying a little more attention to their children and not allowing them to run out into the street. It's just a thing. It's a parent thing. Parents should be paying attention.
Thank you.
In all my years of service here, it's probably one of my favorite nights to work. Our calls for service around Halloween related incidents are very good.
Oh, that's awesome.
People are looking out for everybody.
We generally don't have a problem. Don't have really too many speeding issues. We don't really have any car issues. Most people are respectful. Mm-hmm. Okay. That could change, but historically, it's been a very good event. I think people come from other areas. If they just enjoy it, the way it's laid out. You really have some homeowners that go all out.
Oh, and all they do such an excellent job.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to move us along to the financial reports. Rich is going, has graciously volunteered to take care of that.
I suck at that.
All right. I'm going to make a motion to pay the payroll of $47,847.30.
I second that.
Seconded by Sam. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the general warrant, $434,739.34.
Keith seconded that. All those in favor?
Aye.
And the biggest thing we paid on that was that a paving?
Scotch Hill
paving.
Scotch Hill
paving. That's why we sold
And checkbook status right now is -$538,590.37.
Okay. Thank you. I'll entertain a motion now to go into executive session.
Second that.
I need
I will motion to go to executive
session. And I need the motion to include the 1BSA.
To discuss the matter 1BSA 313A1 legal contract. I will motion to go into executive session.
We have a second?
I'll second.
15 seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Did you realize it's not even?
I'll now entertain a motion to approve the police chief contract.
I will make a motion to approve the new contract for Chief Humphreys at a salary of $105,000 flat with a 3% annual increase through 2030, starting July 1st, 2026. And additionally, should I make that as a second motion? Okay. And additionally, I will motion for town manager Joe Gunter to sign that contract.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Keith. Any, we know what we're doing? Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
No one opposed. It's unanimous. Now I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I will second that motion.
Sam seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Very good.
All right. We did it.
And we 15 minutes early.